Drought conditions are a known threat to spawning pink salmon in Southeast. Similar weather conditions prevailed in the summer of 2004, followed by a weak run of pinks in 2006. Bill Davidson is the Regional Management Coordinator for Commercial Fisheries in Southeast Alaska.
I think that this weather, this season so far, is not a concern because we are at the point of the season where our fish are about ready to start returning into nearshore waters and entering the freshwater streams. But it is a concern because it's an unusual weather pattern for Southeast Alaska.
Fish and Game also saw a sharp reduction in pinks in 2008, but that event was likely unrelated to the 2006 decline.
It could be that 2008, that one is not associated so much with a drought as it is with early freezing conditions in the winter of 06-07, followed by heavy record snowfalls. So the theory behind that one is that a lot of the runs could have been affected by cold nearshore marine conditions, causing the pink salmon fry to grow more slowly.
The Department of Fish and Game hasn't yet done much research in the way of weather patterns and their impact on fish stocks, but Davidson says he does have some theories.
Well, I think the theory is that the years that the run didn't do so well or partial run failures occurred in certain parts of the region can be explained, and those years can really tell us a lot if we study them. But I think that the 06 return could very well be related to drought conditions we had and warm ocean conditions as well in the following spring.
Although fish runs are generally difficult to predict, the month of August is normally the peak of the pink season in Southeast. Joel Curtis, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says this August could be a warm one for returning fish.
I've just noticed just this real trend lately to have lots of high pressure over Southeast Alaska. And if it's not over us, then it's just offshore.
The average June rainfall in Sitka should be just under 4 inches, but this year's recorded June rainfall was under 1.5 inches. As for July, Sitka should have received an average rainfall of about 4 inches, but only about 0.75 inches have been recorded at the Sitka airport. Curtis says it's premature to blame this summer's warm weather on climate change, but he does agree with Bill Davidson in saying this year's dry conditions are worth noting.
The thing that I'm thinking about is this is comparable to the precipitation we got in 2003 and 2004. I think it's interesting that in 5 years since that magnificent summer of 2004 that we've come around again and had one, that preps one to say, well, gosh, you know, maybe we'll get some more of those. But I'm more cautious than that and just like to see it play out.
The department has already closed sport and subsistence fishing for sockeye on West Chichagof Island due to low stream levels. Pink salmon are just now beginning to show up. Fish and Game monitors about 2,500 pink salmon streams, many of which are fed by rainfall. But Bill Davidson says he's not yet worried about this year's pink returns.
I think this run is on track so far. I'm not so worried about 2009. And unusual weather patterns have resulted in, I think, some fluctuating returns. If you look at the harvest patterns over recent years, they fluctuate quite a bit. And so it's something to be concerned about if the weather pattern continues. And it's also something that we can use to look back and get a greater understanding of what are the most important factors for survival and see if those factors can be incorporated in provide improved forecasting.
This year's pink salmon forecast is calling for a harvest of 41 million fish. That's slightly below the average harvest level of 43 million. The purse seine fishery that targets pink salmon in Southeast is already underway. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.